Welcome back. I have another Kickstarter preview. But for this one, we're going to be hopping on a plane, going to a remote island in a Old West sort of town, taking part in a billionaire's tournament. That tournament is called Western Tropic. I'm Eddie Stanton, and this is House Rules and Homebrews. So Western Tropic, at its core, is a game of Texas Hold'em that really has been evolved into something much bigger and much more in depth. If you've watched the show Westworld, it's like an HBO show where rich people go to almost like a Disney World type thing, but everything is Western theme, and you could basically do whatever you want. These guys pay a lot of money to go to a theme park to shoot people and just play a Western character. And that's kind of the feel, at least the story of Western Tropic, that's the feel that I get. So you are choosing characters. For example, you have a bounty hunter, which is a girl that has, you know, a gun strapped to her back and ammunition across her chest. Or you have a preacher who has his little, you know, preacher hat on, or that kind of, you know, creepy hat, like this guy's up to no good. He's carrying his Bible around. But you're choosing a character, and in this game, the character really, it doesn't have special abilities, the character doesn't really do anything in the game, it's just strictly thematical with this character. But yeah, you start this game and pick characters, and you're creating a 5x5 grid of cards. Now I want to kind of picture this, sir. I want to draw a good picture for you. So if you've played Texas Hold'em, imagine Texas Hold'em with all of the cards laid out. So you have your five cards, already on the board, but you're doing five different rows of those five cards, and you will be burning cards out of your hand. So like in Texas Hold'em, you have, the two cards in your hand. You can have more than that in this game. But you're using those cards to, you're discarding them and manipulating this board in the center. But while you're doing that, you and the other players are moving their character card around the outskirts of this board and making their best poker hand by, you know, the cards in that row or in that column. I don't know if I explained it very well, so let's run through this one more time. So you have a 5x5 grid. You're setting your character up outside of that grid somewhere. And if you can picture this, you are moving that character around, and whichever row or column he is in, or she is in, that is your hand of cards plus the cards that you have in your hand. And the way that you really can just mess with people in this game is you're switching all those cards around. So you can see a person, somebody you're playing, has a really good hand. They're in a really good row. But then you can swap a card from up to three spaces away from the grid in another location. So you can take that, a card from their row or their column, and you can move it so it's not there anymore, so they don't have that in their poker hand. And that's what you're doing with these, with the cards in your hand when you're discarding them. So the one that I just described was the diamond. If you you can play that diamond, and then you can do that action. Your spades and your hearts, they all have different abilities. So let's just say the heart. Remove any two cards from a grid, replace replaced with new cards from the draw pile. So again, somebody's in that row, or maybe there's something in your row that you don't like, so you can play that heart card and then do that action. And when I say that this is an evolved version of Texas Hold'em, it really, really is. There's one more card that you will have, and this is more, I mean, that alone is like a take that type feel, but the Joker cards that you will be given, they are definitely, they know this is like take that at its core is what these Joker cards do. So let's throw some examples in here. And one, the Joker cards, they look great. Like they kind of, if you can imagine like an old map, like an old treasure map, they kind of have that look to them, like just that color tone and just that feel that you would have on that old map. But for example, you have a broken, what looks like a whiskey bottle, like an old whiskey bottle. And that Joker card, you play it, the current leader loses 10 points. Or you have another one that's just a piece like dynamite, broken up pieces of dynamite on the ground. And that one says redeal the entire grid. So just imagine, like you're playing this game, you're moving around, you're trying to get your best poker hand, and then all of a sudden somebody plays this dynamite Joker card, and you just have to basically wipe the slate clean. So let's say you're behind, you have nothing. Let's say you have nothing. This is something that you can play that just kind of puts everybody back at square one. And all of these Joker cards do something very like extreme to the game, whether you're losing points, you're stealing points, or just changing the grid in that way. And it really, really, I can't stress how much it would change the game. But overall, the cards, they look really nice. I really, really like the look of this. Like it gives you a good, and I'll compare it to Westworld, it gives you a good Westworld feel. Like you're really in this. So even though the characters really have nothing to do with the game, you kind of feel like they do. Like you really take part as like a bartender or the blacksmith or the banker. Like it just, that's what I really, really enjoy about these character cards. And I think it was a very good idea to put these in, because I honestly feel like this game could be part of something bigger, like be part of a huge game. So I don't know if you remember last year, maybe it was 2 years ago even, there was a game called Western Legends that came out on Kickstarter, and it was funded. I actually backed that one. I just feel like this game would fit very well in that game. Like it just would jive so well together. But overall, the game is really good, and it's something that you would not think. It kind of, you know when you have that, you see something and you're like, man, why did I not think of that? Because it's such a simple idea, but such a good idea. And that's what this game really did. It made such I won't say it's Texas Hold'em is a simple game, because there is a lot to it, even though there's not really a lot to it. There's a lot of, you know, strategy as far as, you know, your poker face. I mean, that's the whole reason that's a song, you know, the poker face song. Even though there is a lot of take that in it, there's like strategy of how you're setting yourself up for maybe your next move or the move before that, or you're trying to set yourself up to kind of take something away from someone else. And with that, this just gives you, it gives a game like Texas Hold'em so much more depth. And I really, really can't stress how much, I like that idea. But like I said, it's a simple idea that I really wish I came up with. And I hope to see something, even in the future, I hope to see this game, this game that has already evolved, the game of Texas Hold'em, evolve into something different. And I really, while I was playing it, I found myself wanting to bet actual money. So you gain, as you're making, you know, these poker hands, that's how you ultimately win. I probably should have brought that up, is you're gaining points to, as you, you create poker hands, a full house, a flush, whatever, pair, you're gaining points that way. But it's something that you could legitimately bring actual money. And just I remember as a kid just playing poker and bringing pennies and stuff like that, and moving pennies around. So everybody brings 50 cents in pennies, and you're just betting on that. Like, this is that type of game that I could really find, I could find families and people really enjoying. And I hope it does well. I know as of yesterday, so as of 9/23/2019, it was already funded, and it seems like it's going to do very, very well. But I really look forward to seeing any expansions or any changes that this game will have. And like I said, I really want to see this game inside of another game. Like, it's such a great idea. But make sure you go, if you go to diceatdust.com, you could check everything out. You could go to their Kickstarter page and look at pictures. But on the Western Tropic portion of the website, you have comments below. Make sure you drop in some comments. But that's it. Western Tropic, if you're looking for a pretty simple but very complex game, if that makes sense, definitely go and check that out. But until next time, play more games.